time for you to begin living a little more dangerously and start breaking the many chains of illusion. And to relate aliveness to your personal life, I'd like to do another closed eye process, if you can safely close your eyes while listening to my words. If you're listening while driving or doing something requiring you to keep your eyes open, just answer in your mind. And again, trust the very first thoughts that jump into your mind in response to my words. So go ahead. Make yourself comfortable. And do a little deep breathing to quiet your mind and allow the quietness of spirit to begin to come in. Alright. We're going to explore the levels of aliveness in your life. Aliveness is excitement and enjoyment of your experiences. It's the blood-pumping exhilaration that makes you feel glad to be alive. And now, with your eyes closed, answer each question, yes or no. First, we'll explore career. Do you presently experience aliveness in your career? Yes or no. Is there any real challenge in your career? Yes or no. Are you growing in your career? Yes or no. Are you satisfied with your career? Yes or no. Alright. Now, if you answered no to many of these questions, you're either not living up to your career potential, or else your career energy is stagnating. Now, remember that energy cannot stand still, and stagnation leads to self-destruction. So, if there is no real challenge in your career, what can you do to create challenge and aliveness? Meditate upon this while I'm quiet. And now, it's time to explore your primary relationship. If you don't have a primary relationship, a desire one, use your time to focus upon why you haven't created the space in your life to manifest a relationship. Okay. Do you presently experience aliveness in your primary relationship? Yes or no? Is there still challenge in your primary relationship? Yes or no? Are there stimulating activities other than sex that you share together? Yes or no? Are you growing in your relationship? Yes or no? Are you satisfied with your relationship? Yes or no? Again, if you answered no to many of these questions, you're stagnating or not living up to your potential for a warm, fulfilling, joyful relationship in which there is mutual personal growth. So, if there is no real challenge in your relationship, what can you do to create challenge and aliveness? Meditate on this while I'm quiet. explore your sex life? Do you presently experience aliveness in your sex life? Yes or no? Is there any real challenge in your sex life? Yes or no? Are you fulfilling your sexual desires? Yes or no? Do you communicate your sexual desires to your partner? Yes or no? Are you satisfied with your sex life? Yes or no? And again, if you answered no to many of these questions, you're repressing or dissipating your sexual energy. So the question is, what can you do to create aliveness in your sex life? And before you answer that question,